on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News special report. Prosecutors say Donald Trump was acting outside the scope of his duties as president when he pressured state officials and then Vice President Mike Pence to try to overturn his 2020 election defeat. That from a court filing just made public.
This pleading is an outline of the big case against Donald Trump for what happened on January 6th, and saying that he is not entitled to immunity because he wasn't acting as a president. He was acting as a candidate.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
He was reaching out to states and others to find ways to basically not have to give up power. And at the time he did it, he knew it was a fraud.
The former president was initially charged in August 2023, and the special counsel filed a new, narrower indictment to comply with the Supreme Court's immunity decision. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies any wrongdoing. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends from the United Way in Part 1 and UW Extension Wood County in Part 2. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Breast cancer is becoming an increasingly common diagnosis in women under the age of 40. Younger women have denser breast tissue. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon at Aspirus.
Mammogram may not be enough, especially if they have other risk factors. And so what we add to that is screening MRI. And with a screening MRI, we can find very small tumors also in women who have dense breasts that would have otherwise gone unrecognized.
However, unless deemed medically necessary, screening MRIs are not completely covered by all insurance in the U.S. Lifestyle choices can reduce your chances of developing cancer.
The Mediterranean diet is kind of the recommended diet at this point. More physical activity and exercise is better, but even a little bit goes a long way.
Also, zero alcohol intake. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willy Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are on down tech. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Not as warm tomorrow, high upper 60s with increasing clouds. Sunny and upper 60s on Friday, breezy for the weekend, upper 70s Saturday, only mid-60s Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our good friend, Michael Comer, joining us today. Michael, good to have you with us.
Good to be back.
We are going to have some fun today. We're certainly going to be talking some high school football, some high school sports with Michael. We're going to put that brain to use. We're also going to get to with us a couple of other things I want to talk about today with you, Michael. Diamond Sports Group and what they're going to be doing with Major League Baseball next season as far as broadcasting games. I want to touch on that. I want to talk some Badger football with everybody, preview the Purdue game, get into a little bit of that. We're going to be talking MLB playoffs as well, and I want to talk I want to actually start right there real quick. I didn't plan on this, but I want to send a big shout out to the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, Detroit.
Well, for me, I got an uncle who's passed on that was Detroit through and through.
Right on.
And I mean, everybody's got an uncle that's Detroit through and through.
You're
and that's
so right
that's
about
Uncle
this.
Alice, you know, but,
yes,
but
yeah.
Alice Cooper. Well, there's another one, too.
There's a couple. There's a couple.
Uncle Ted.
Yeah, there's a couple
my
of
buddy
them
Ted.
Over there in Detroit.
But,
yes.
My deceased uncle, who big Detroit fan, it was Tigers back in 2006 when I graduated high school. I remember it was right after I graduated high school. It was that fall. Can't you just let us have this one when St. Louis beat them?
Right. yeah. Detroit, for those that didn't see, Detroit knocked Houston Astros out of the playoffs 5-2. Decisive victory, actually, really, for them. And really impressive on a number of levels. For one, the Astros, on August 10th, the Detroit Tigers were 55-63. On October 2nd, they knock out the Houston Astros, who have been in the ALCS seven straight seasons.
I'm not upset.
First time they're out. That is in a long time. That is nice to see. And it's honestly, it's nothing against Astro fans. It's just that team and the way that they have kind of this current incarnation. It was time. And it's probably really the best thing for the Astros because they can't rebuild or they can't reload if you just keep showing up every year like this. And hey, it's good for baseball. It's good for baseball to get different teams in there, to see some exciting teams. Because of the pitching performances we've seen so far, just a couple of games in the playoffs. And I am counting the final game of the season with the Mets in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I know that wasn't the playoffs. It was the playoffs. I don't care what they say. It was the playoffs.
It really was. I mean, Atlanta needs to win one. And if they don't, it's Arizona.
So I want to get into a little bit in our stat of the show, some great postseason baseball pitching performances. I got a couple of things there. But if we're going to talk baseball, and we haven't had a chance to do this since the passing of Pete Rose, I do want to talk a little bit about Pete Rose. And just in part because of the – for one, I don't believe that you can talk about baseball – and talk about loving baseball and not talk about Pete Rose. Now, how you feel about him, your opinions on that, all everything, that's all, you know, case by case, everybody's own choice. But you can't not respect the literal hit king, the guy that leads the league in hits in of all. It's interesting. And it shows you a lot of baseball fan base, where if you ask like about 9 out of 10 people out there right now, Michael, who is the home run king? What are you going to get? Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
And I have no issue with that whatsoever. None. In fact, you asked me, that's probably what I might say, especially if my dad's standing next to me. But when it comes to the stats, of course, we know that Barry Bonds is the all-time home run leader. But there's an asterisk to that. Whether it's official or not, we all have one there. Mm-hmm. With Pete Rose, there is no asterisk. There is no question. There is no thought. Even people that don't like Pete Rose will go out of their way to tell you, that's the greatest hitter I've seen, or that's one of the most consistent hitters I've seen, or he is the hit king, or something like that. The man's legacy was set long before he retired from baseball.
Right.
And obviously with what he did off the field and his issues there. And I'm not just talking about gambling on the sport. I'm talking about some of the other issues that he's had with women and some of those things. So all that being said, what happens with his legacy now? Because I really did a deep dive on this one. And how did Pete Rose feel about this? Because to me, that's what matters. Not how we feel. His family, certainly. But it really mattered what Pete Rose felt. And Pete Rose went back and forth on this in his life, as far as wanting to be in the Hall or not. But in the last interview he did where he talked about this, it was on the Dan Le Batard show.
I believe I watched part of that.
And he talked about how, they asked him point blank, hey, if this happens after you pass,
what do you think? He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
it ain't going to matter to me. I'm dead. I mean, sure, it'd be nice for the fans. It'd be nice for my family.
Yeah.
But I don't care. And so it's really, it's on us. Almost like the grieving in general. The dead don't care. They're moved on, man. It's on us with grieving. A funeral's for us. It's all that. So when it comes to not only, I don't want anybody judging this man. I don't want anybody judging his legacy. If you are perfect, then go right ahead and judge him. Otherwise, I feel like it's not really for us to do. But I do think that it's, as sports fans, what I'm talking about. Do you think he belongs in the Hall or not? I want to say right out the gate that I don't. Now, with a preface, if you're going to put him in, put him in. Put Bonds in. Put all these guys in. Well, next to their plaque, put on there, next to that plaque, the issues we had with these individuals. You could have a learning experience here for kids. Little kids coming to Cooperstown that have never heard of Barry Bonds or Pete Rose or something like that, and they learn about the Hit King, and then they learn about all the facts of him. Because this is the thing that bothers me about the Hall of Fame. It ain't full of perfect people, but they try to act like it is. Part of the reason these people are our heroes, that we look up to them, that we enjoy them, is because
they're not perfect.
Yes, because they're like human. Us. Yeah. I mean, so why are we even trying to pretend that there are perfect people already in there? There's some standard that we don't even hold up to. Or the fact that the man, like, he did the cardinal rule. You can't gamble on the sport. At the same time, Michael, if you and I want to gamble on baseball right now, we could do willingly.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it all we want.
It's a double standard, but the one thing I will say is any of one of those interviews that he did about his gambling on baseball, he never gambled on or he never bet that he was going to lose a game.
Okay.
And the other part, too, is I don't care what he did when he wasn't on the diamond. Mm. His numbers, way he played, that speaks enough he should be in. I don't care what he did. He wasn't creating genocide. He wasn't beating women and children and tying them up in a basement somewhere. He wasn't, butchering cats and dogs. I mean, whatever he was off the, he bet on his team to always win.
I mean, that if you're going to bet, I mean, if you're going to go up there, I think a big issue for Major League Baseball here was, too, that he didn't own up to it right away.
Right, yes.
And that was a big part of it. I think there was I've seen a lot of reporting on this. This isn't just speculation, that there was kind of a handshake agreement when this first went down that, hey, I'm going to go away a couple of years. I'll come back and everything will be fine.
Right.
And he never really shut up.
No.
He just kind of like would tell anybody that would listen he didn't do this and a lot of that. And that didn't really help. It didn't really help go far with this. It feels very frustrating to me because anything that could have been done should have been done while he was living. And I always cringe at the Lifetime Achievement Award to the person that's no longer with us.
Right.
Like, why don't we do this when they were around, man?
Hindsight, though. I mean, what can you really do about it?
You can't predict these things.
Right. One thing with Pete Rose, though, if you can make light of it, you got to do something. There's one man in this world that is actually probably having a sigh of relief that Pete Rose has passed. Glenn Jacobs. The man who played Kane in the WWF.
Oh, right.
And Pete Rose would dress up as Agatha the Chicken and then get tombstoned in the middle of the ring. So Pete was going to get him one of these days.
He was going to. Now he can rest easy.
Yeah, now he can rest easy. Or if his brother would say, rest just, in peace.
Nicely done. God, I have Paul Bear now in my head.
Oh, yes.
Now there's one. You and I are going to do a show one day.
Pro wrestling.
Of all about wrestling. All right. About pro wrestling.
All right.
Man, all about.
I'm holding you to it.
We are definitely doing that. A couple of notes that I think are noteworthy about Pete Rose. He is in, speaking of wrestling, he is in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's in there.
And Glenn Jacobs. Yes. Inducted him or indicted him or whatever it was.
So cool. In 2016, Pete Rose became the last member of the Big Red Machine, star-studded Elite Eight lineup to be inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame, during which, of course, they have that statue of Pete Rose in front. So while I think it is, he does... I go back and forth about this one because I don't feel too strongly about it, to be honest. I think you, hey, there has to be an example set. You break the rules.
Yes.
Even the hit king. Look at what baseball can do here and say, look, even our hit king, we don't let in. Even our home run king, we don't let in, or something like that. And at the same time, there's a little bit of a holier than thou kind of thing that goes on with it that doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
And doesn't sit well with the idea of, well, hey, we want kids to learn from these players. I can see both sides of it. And I don't feel passionately enough about any of it to really take a stand on one or the other. I'm willing to hear either side. But I know that my father thinks he should be in. And my dad actually saw him play. And my dad liked him. My dad liked the player, liked the athlete. And it's ridiculous to him that he's not in there. It's ridiculous to him that Sosa and McGuire and these guys are not in there. It doesn't make any sense. And my dad used to talk about when I was a kid going to Cooperstown. He hasn't talked about it since. He has no interest in going there. It doesn't mean what it used to him.
Right.
Just talking about his opinion. Now, I don't know anybody else. I haven't talked to a lot of people about how they feel about Cooperstown or any of that. But what does this mean if we're going to have this kind of like this tongue-in-cheek kind of Hall of Fame, you know, where it is and it isn't. Oh, it's about morals, but it's not. Oh, it's about stats, but it's not.
Right.
I mean, pick a lane or just have the moral baseball Hall of Fame, where only moral people got in or something like that. I don't know.
And they're going to have to kick a bunch of people out then,
too. Oh, there's a lot of people coming out. Yeah, there's a lot of them coming out. I did want to get into a couple of other things with you. Diamond Sports Group won't be carrying 11 MLB teams in 2025. Without a new deal. Baseball is scrambling at this, and according to baseball execs, they feel blindsided by this. The word they are using is blindsided. Diamond Groups has been doing about a lot of this. They've been having a lot of issues financially and a lot of issues with covering baseball.
Yep.
Bally Sports has been dealing with a lot of the bankrupt operator of Bally Sports is Diamond. ESPN has their baseball rights deal, I believe, up. And so that is going to be in question if they are going to re-sign that up. And it doesn't look like Disney has a lot of interest in putting money into sports anymore. They keep cutting people over there. So where baseball is going to land, where baseball is going to end up, I'm very curious. I could see Fox getting into the game. They're always into the sports. You know, they always like taking up sports. But I'm a little nervous about what this is going to mean for a lot of these teams, especially where a lot of them were banking on this new deal.
Well, and here's a list of the teams. The Atlanta Braves will be the only team that DSG will carry next season, while the Reds, Tigers, Royals, Angels, Marlins, the Brew Crew, the Rays, and St. Louis will be able to renegotiate new contracts or find new deals elsewhere. So, I mean, I just pulled that up because I saw something in one of my Cardinals groups say something about that today. I'm like, oh, well, maybe... Hopefully, we can get a few more of their games up here to watch. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, maybe TNT will be into that because they just lost the NBA to NBC.
Yeah,
so someone's going to have to go somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope they don't make an exclusive streaming like Peacock and everything like that, because that, even though that's the way sports are, and I get animated about this, but that's the dumbest thing ever as I pound the desk.
Yeah
it's...
I had no argument.
You don't get a chance. I'm not paying whatever it is for a year subscription for two games.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to a local bar and have a good time and watch the game.
The NFL, along with, is no different right now than a lot of these streaming services. They're forgetting what made them.
Yep.
What made Netflix was not them having good programming. It was them having loose standards as far as who was owning the profile.
Yep.
And being able to spread it. The dirty thing that nobody wanted to talk about with them publicly. But a lot of people were able to get turned on to Netflix Entertainment because they didn't have to pay for an account. Eventually, maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but their numbers were good. And if they could go to their board, they could go to advertising executives and say, look at our streaming numbers. Because even if it was only the profile, there were multiple TVs streaming these things.
Yes.
They had decided to go for the money and immediately like killed the golden goose. The NFL is doing that with their sports right now, where they're putting everything on streaming. And not, they thought, well, it's the NFL. People will come to us. No, man, no, no. You got to meet them at least halfway, and if not, go all the way to their house.
Yes,
that's how the NFL fan works. But that's part of what made them was having games on TV.
Oh, yeah.
For free and everything.
Oh yeah, Monday Night Football, and when it was strictly on channel, whatever ABC, yep. Channel 9, wherever it is
that
you're from.
That's what the NFL was built on, was basic TV, basic cable, man. They got away from and they're going to kill the golden goose with it. I don't know if it's going to happen in the next year or in the next 10 years, but it is going to happen.
Well, the one thing we do need to keep in mind with Netflix is it was never about the programming, it was about the chilling.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah, it's always good to keep in mind that.
We'll leave it there.
I did want to get into a little bit of Badger talk, too, with you, but did you have anything on your plate? Did you have anything you wanted to get into, man?
I meant to
ask you right away, and I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, man. Tell you what. I got a whole list.
I was going to say,
man, I got a whole list.
It's a loaded question.
I mean, you want to talk? Keep talking baseball. I'll tell you what. Sure. I was the only man at Boone Saloon last night that was clapping at the end of the game.
Huh?
You know. I think they're going to lose? Do I think the Brewers are going to lose tonight? No. I looked up the matchup. Statistically speaking, the Mets pitcher is better statistically than the Brewers pitcher. But the last time. That Mets pitcher pitched against Milwaukee. Milwaukee knocked him around a bit. Mm-hmm. So, any given day. I mean, the Mets are playing hot. The Brewers are cut into the last week or so. They're not. Good job for Detroit. Royals that I see right now, they're still up 1-0.
Yeah, yeah. 1-1. It's 1-1
right now. Okay, all right.
Bottom of the fifth. And as far as the Detroit win, another surprising thing to me about that, because I did not get I just so watched the box score. I didn't get to see any of the game. I hate her blowing the save there. That's been happening a lot more for him, and that's just a little always surprising to me when it shouldn't be, because I've been seeing it happen to closers for 40 years.
Right.
But it always stuns me when the closer that was dominant goes starts to fade.
Well, and you saw that a little bit when he was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Before he left, he started having a little bit of trouble keeping those saves. And I said the same thing about Devin Williams. He's still having trouble. And part of that's I'll probably walk in a tightrope on that, but his idiocy of when he busted his hand punching a wall with you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Of all the things, it's your literal moneymaker.
Yeah.
You keep that in plastic. You don't do anything to harm that. I like the Brewers' chances tonight. I like San Diego's chances against Atlanta. I think that's I could see them sweeping Atlanta.
I think they will.
The Kansas City Baltimore thing is tough for me because I like both teams and I wouldn't mind either team moving on. So I'd kind of I'm rooting for either one of them. It's hard not to pull for Detroit. It's hard not to pull for these teams that we haven't seen do a lot in a while, for me. I'm looking forward to seeing whatever happens with those. And I cannot wait to see what happens with the Dodgers in San Diego if that series happens.
That'll be a good one.
Man, and if you're baseball, you're salivating at that because either way, you've got a star moving on, you know, and you can't ask for much more than that if you're baseball and a big market.
Right.
Those are going to be interesting to see where those go, those games go, and how good that series is. I have no idea what to think about the Dodgers because, well, they have so much great offensive power, and I am biased. I love Mookie Betts. He's my favorite player.
Ohtani as well, man.
I don't know who's going to be pitching for them. I don't know. For all I know, Pam might be going out there and starting game two. I'm not sure.
I could see it.
Oh, Pam's got a sneaky great fastball.
She's
got a good curve. Her four-seam is okay. Her four-seam is okay.
Yeah. Got a little bit of rise on it, yeah.
I don't know as far as the playoffs go, who to really trust. Do you have a team that you're looking at? I would put money on that. I believe in that team.
I've liked them all year, the Phillies.
Yeah.
I've liked them all year, the Phillies. Man, in the AL... That's tough. I don't trust the Yankees. I don't, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I kind of was leaning again towards Houston, and we saw what happened. But, man, Detroit, maybe they're the team that's hot now. Maybe they are.
Yeah. We've seen it before. Wild card team gets in that's hot, momentum. They keep riding it, and they go into the World Series. Sometimes they win it, sometimes they don't. But they've certainly been able to ride that. I love so many of these matchups this season. And I got to be honest, with Houston being knocked out, I'm already playing with house money. That was kind of like the one team that I didn't really want to see do much.
Yeah.
I think you got to keep an eye on the Guardians. If for any other reason than that closer, man. I mean, that guy, I believe he's had like one, he's given up one out or mm-hmm. I mean, he's getting blown one save in the last 30 some like saves or whatever.
But in numbers like that make me say, oh boy.
Oh, is he due?
He's due. Yeah, I mean, but I can't cheer for that Cleveland team because they changed their name.
Oh.
I can't cheer for
him. I see.
Can't do it.
I got you.
No, won't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it.
I don't get too, it's different if like, so for me, one of my teams, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah.
This is a team that, it's been rumored about that, but yes. The Blackhawks have, like the Florida State Seminoles,
yep.
have a long time history with that nation yep. and those people. And yep. there's a lot that goes back and forth with that. I think there's a gigantic difference of that and what the Cleveland Indians, logo used to be, man. Like, I mean, look at that logo. You're telling me that ain't racist? You're telling me that ain't
right. I don't get caught up on that.
But that's your world. That's from your perspective. For you, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have that problem. For a Native American or an ethnic person, we do have to think about that stuff. That is on our mind. We don't get a choice. We have to think about those things. It's in front of us almost every day. So, I completely respect how you feel about it, and I completely get where you're coming from because I got plenty of friends that feel the same way. But I'm telling you, there is a different side to this, and that side of it
is
also buying tickets, also going to games, and right. that's what the MLB cares about. They feel like they got you already. They feel like they got the hardcore fan. They're trying to get the younger people. They're trying to get the other people. They don't care about us.
Well, it's like what Michael Jordan, I almost said Michael Jackson, forgive me. It's like Michael Jordan said, what was it? Republicans buy shoes too.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean that's part of it too. You know, I've been like when Lincoln changed from an Indian to a wolf,
right.
which a wolf is a despicable animal. Whereas, and I'm from an outdoorsman, they are. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be convinced otherwise. Whereas, someone who's intelligent. Someone who is dedicated, loyal, fearsome battle. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many good things. You change it to you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at mm-hmm. it. So I mean, I understand the stereotypes. I understand the logos and stuff like that. But it's, man, I mean, it would be one thing if they were using, a derogatory term. You know, there's a list of them for everybody. I understand that.
Like Redskins?
Yeah. Yeah, well... Yeah,
that is literally a derogatory term.
Yes, that's all right, I mean. Right. But Braves, I mean, okay, I could see where someone could say that, but at the same time,
it's interesting that one hasn't been messed with.
Right, right. The fighting Sioux was.
There's it's kind of faded. You know, you don't hear as much of that anymore as far as name changes and a lot of those things.
The Illini as well.
Yeah,
and, Louise. I mean, Rib Lake, they're still the Red Men. And I mean, I could kind of see a little bit there, but at the same time, the big thing that I always go to is, however you feel about it, I haven't seen too many, any of it, you know, being derogatory in terms of making fun of them. It's mm-hmm. always held very tight and dear to the heart. It's never really anything negative. You know what I'm saying in that regard?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's why I always kind of sit there. I'm like, who is it that really wants the change?
Well,
that's where I come down to it.
That's a great question because oftentimes the people doing this aren't even the people that are offended by it.
Right,
It's a bunch of people dealing with guilt or something like that.
Because
I've doing it for the right reasons.
I've talked to quite a few of my friends who are American Indian, Native, mm-hmm. whatever words you want to use,
sure.
and I've talked to them about this. I'm like, honestly, what do you feel? What do you think? And I was. Knew what I was getting into, and I was asking. This guy was wearing a Chief Wahoo hat, and he's an Indian, you know, whatever. And he's like, it doesn't bother me. He's like, honestly, anyone in my family thinks it's stupid. It changed.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'll always call them the Indians, and I do too. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of it's kind of funny that it's like. The people who are supposed to be offended by it, generally speaking, aren't.
I don't believe in life. You get to be more offended than the person that was offended.
Right.
I agree with you.
Right. And then
I guess
that's the roundabout point that I was trying to make that we went all around the world on. But
we got there.
But it's just the people who are supposed to be offended aren't the ones who are offended, and the people. You know, that
doesn't make
changed.
A lot of sense. Doesn't
no, it
make
doesn't.
A lot of sense. I want to wrap up with our stat of the show, and I think you're going to like this one, man. I pulled this one up for you. First, I want to touch on just lead into this. Madison Bumgarner's performance for the Giants back in 2014. Just incredible.
Yes.
Incredible performance. Bumgarner took down the Royals almost by himself.
What was it? Game 1, 5, and 7?
Yeah. Yeah, undoubtedly the World Series Game 7, which saw Bumgarner shut out the door for 5 innings to earn the longest save in postseason history. Bumgarner finished the series with a 0.43 ERA. It's just insane.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
He was so dominant when he was there.
He had a home run in that series, too.
I think he did.
I'm pretty sure he did. But what I want to go to is one that I was hanging on to for you, and that is my favorite pitcher, like we talk classic pitchers and everything, was Sandy Koufax. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised by that. There's not a lot of Jewish stars.
No.
I'm going to take the one, man. But honestly, growing up in my house, if we were talking pitching, there was only one name that you heard brought up outside of Mr. Koufax. It was Bob Gibson.
Yes.
And the respect of Bob Gibson in my, mm-hmm. my household was palpable. And I want to go to 1968, known as the year of the pitcher, where not only Mr. Gibson, but Mickey Lolich for the Tigers both had incredible postseasons. No pitcher was better in 1968 than Gibson. Gibson posted a live ball era record 1.12 ERA with 13 shutouts over 304 innings during the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
That's just regular season. So, did they rest his arm? Did he need a break or anything? No, he just kept going. But the time the World Series legend, having won with St. Louis in 1964 and 67 when he was named World Series MVP, Gibson would outdo himself in 68. Much older man, much more seasoned human being, a lot more innings on that arm, and still his greatest performance was waiting to come. In Game 1 against the Tigers, he set a postseason record that still holds today by striking out 17 batters.
Yep.
17 batters in a 4-0 shutout. 17 batters in the World Series. How do you come back from that? Like at game 1.
18.
Like, I mean, right? I don't know how. If you're the other team, what do you do in game 2? Like, I don't know. Honorable mention, there was to Gibson's teammate Lou Brock, who helped Gibson and the Cardinals win the 67 World Series, batting .414 in the World Series. Outside of Ricky Henderson, greatest base runner ever, you could make the argument, Lou Brock. Incredible postseason by one of the all-time legends. It also brings up, pull it back to local here, one of my favorite baseball stories I've ever heard. I was just listening to a random Brewer game, and they were honoring their Brewers were playing the St. Louis, and they were honoring Bob Gibson or something like that. And Bob Uecker was talking about catching for Gibson.
Yep.
And there was a point where the manager wanted a call, and they gave it to Uecker. And Uecker was supposed to relay it to Gibson. And Gibson shook it off. And it just kept shaking it off. And finally, the manager calls a meeting in between, right there on the diamond in the middle of the game. And the manager's like, Bob, what are you doing? I gave you a signal. I gave you a signal. What are you doing? He looks at Bob and he's like, I'm not telling him what to do. I'm not telling him. You go ahead and tell him what to do. You look at Bob Gibson, and one of the most intimidating human beings of all time.
One of the nicest people ever.
But that's the thing, man.
When he stepped on that mound, you didn't mess with him.
This is an incredible athlete, incredible postseason performance, and we're looking forward to more great postseason performances. We come back, we're going to talk a little high school sports, talk a little Badgers football. Coming up, more Playmakers, which is proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Rapids.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today. 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 715-423-9465.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Not as warm tomorrow, high upper 60s with increasing clouds. Sunny and upper 60s on Friday. Breezy for the weekend, upper 70s Saturday, only mid-60s Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's Playmakers. Michael and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We say a big thank you to our friends at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. Go visit them on A Street for all your printing needs. Buy local, support local, support those that support us. Phone lines are wide open, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Talk a little high school sports right now with our good friend Michael Comer, our brain of high school sports right now. Got a great game coming up this Friday, Michael. A homecoming for Lincoln, our alma mater. Got Eau Claire Memorial coming to town. I was talking with Sheriff Becker today. Excited about that game. Excited about having homecoming. Not as excited about our record so far this season and how it's been going for the boys. But, I'm still, I don't know if it's the aftermath of the pandemic or whatever, but I'm still, I get to a point where I'm just happy we're still playing these games. I'm happy to have games. Especially, it seems like when we get the season, okay, I'm happy to have high school football back. And then I blink, and the season's almost gone. And I'm like, well, I just want to have more high school football.
Big
I'm
flash
just happy
of
to
white,
have it.
And there it is.
It's gone.
Gone. Yeah.
It's gone, right there. What are you excited about this weekend with our slate of games?
For me, I think it's, if I was doing a game of the week, it would be Newman Catholic against Port Edwards at 4 o'clock over in Port Edwards. So if you're free and want to catch some good football, go on down there. Port, technically, they are still undefeated. They did lose that game to New Auburn the other week, but that was played in lieu of a forfeit by Bowler Gresham.
Yeah.
So the record technically is still undefeated. And if they were to win this game, beat Newman. I believe it would be their first almost assured, at least a share of their first conference titles since 2019, I believe.
Wow.
So that would be good for Port. Another good one, the Gridiron game. The Gridiron Trophy's up for grabs. Nakusa goes down to Adams. Nakusa 5-1, man. They're having a great season. Yeah. They played really well. Where I was last Friday, I will say that Nakusa's defense legit. And they can run the ball. Oh, boy, can they run the ball. If they win that game, they are assured a spot in the playoffs. So good for them. I'm really happy for them. Then it's kind of the game of the season there is Berlin and the Dells play. Mm-hmm. Now, they're both undefeated in the conference. Now, Coosa still has to play the Dells. They lost to Berlin. So that aspect, you kind of want to see the Dells win, and then last game of the regular season, Nakusa go and beat the Dells. You got a three-way tie for a conference title, and Nakusa gets a share of it. The other two teams, unfortunately, Rapids and Assumption, Still looking for their first wins. They've both been eliminated from playoff contention with four losses in the conference. You got to be, it's either a 4-3 or better record. They're not going to achieve that, unfortunately. So, looking at that Rapids game, they don't allow as many points as Memorial, but they definitely don't score as many points as Memorial.
Yeah, it's a rough going for the offenses for both those schools. At this point, especially once you've been knocked out of playoff contention, you're looking at, well, what can we – now, I hate to use the word salvage when it comes to high school sports.
Right.
But for lack of a better word, what can we salvage from the season? What can we take to go into next year? And that's what you're going to be seeing a lot of these coaching staffs looking to do and looking to just have these kids go out there and have some fun. You got a lot of seniors on these teams. Mm-hmm. This might be the last organized football they play. I want to go out there and leave it all on the field. I want to go out there and have some fun and enjoy themselves. I'm happy that we're going to be covering this game. In part because I get to mention Old Abe's.
Yep.
And one of the better mascots in all of the state. Just a great name. Just the Old Abe's. You don't hear that one. You know, we're just talking mascots. And I think that part of the issue, certainly changing names, we talked about part of the reasons for that.
Yeah.
But I think part of what would make it go over a lot smoother is if they chose, like, cooler names. Like, Guardians doesn't, like, not a lot of people can get behind that.
It's apparent?
Are they an organization that helps you in a rough neighborhood? I mean, other than that, what is this?
God knows Cleveland has that.
Right. Now, Old Abe's. I know what that is. I like that. Old Abe's. That's a good name. We need more originality in nicknames with our sports teams.
We need more of them. Albany, Monticello, the Space Ponies.
Yes. The Kraken in Seattle and hockey and everything. I think we need more of that. How many birds, how many dogs, how many things do we have to have? We've got enough of them. The people that do this the best are minor league baseball teams.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has better names in all of sports than minor league baseball teams. Yeah. They got the best. Best logos, best names, all over.
They do.
The Memorial Old Abe's coming to town. We will have that game for you this Friday on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, 6:50, our pregame and kickoff. Mike and Seth will have that one for you. Looking forward to the coverage of that. And I'm with you on the Nakusa-Adams game. My eyes are going to be glued to that one, too, and seeing how that one plays out. All these games at 7 on Friday. You can be sure to keep up to date with them right here at WFHR and WIRI. We'll be covering them as much as possible for you. And I did want to note, as far as that Port Edwards game, for those Port Edwards high school football fanatics, they can catch Port Edwards hosting Newman Catholic on Friday, October 4th, starting at 3:35 on WXCO 98.9 and 12:30 a.m. Or, of course, on the WXCO app. You can catch it there as well. Just if you got the Civic Media app, should be all right. Should be able to catch it. Michael, Badgers. Going up against Purdue, I wanted to get into a couple of stats about this one. I did not realize. I mean, this is a Big Ten game. These two have been playing for each other for quite some time. But I did not realize that Wisconsin, if I'm seeing this right, has a 17-game winning streak against Purdue.
Well, that's because Purdue usually don't.
Yeah, they don't. Sure don't. They're not boiling anything over there right now. It's cold. 53-29 loss is the overall record with 8 ties between Wisconsin and Purdue. What they like to call a get-right game. It's supposed to be. We'll see what happens there if it is. One interesting thing that I actually thought there was a couple of interesting things from Coach Fickell this week on his show that you could have heard right here, and hopefully you heard right here at WFHR at 7:05 yesterday. One of the things he talked about was, and this is something I respect about him, kind of owning mistakes and kind of being like, what I could do better, while not like throwing his team under the bus. But at the same time, giving you a look behind the curtain a little bit, which not a lot of coaches will do. But he talked a lot about, hey, I haven't really done the running back game right.
Right.
I haven't been doing this well. I've been having 4 or 5 backs, a rotation of this.
Yep.
You know, maybe I got to just go to 2. And I got to let these other guys know that. And look, I'm sorry. You want to transfer, you transfer. You do what you got to do. But I'm going to go with Chez, and I'm going to see where I go from there. And letting these guys have a chance to get hot. letting these guys have a chance to get their legs going and everything. I think he is seeing what a lot of us are seeing if you're paying attention to the running game in college football. Most of these guys, you give them a chance, give them a couple carries, and sure enough, they're going to book. Not everybody is Janty, this Ashton over in Boise State, who is the best running back in college football, probably. I mean, the kid is amazing. He's a lot of fun to watch. Not everybody is that kid right now. You got a couple of really star backs, but for the most part, you got to give these kids a little chance to get their legs warmed up here.
You
and
have
everything.
To.
Get them out there. And you're hearing a guy talk about the run game and talk about the importance of the run game.
Yeah.
So many teams seem to make this mistake, and I will never understand. When we're talking about football, I don't care if you're talking about Pop Warner or the NFL game. You build from the inside. You build your lines. You build your offense and defensive lines, and you go from there.
Like, right.
The teams that don't do it, what happens to them? Look at what is happening to Miami right now.
Oh, boy.
Look at what has happened to the Dolphins when they build all on skill, and you're going to be a speed team. What happened to them in the playoffs, even when they had a healthy Tua? You cannot, and I'm not just trying to pick on them. It's really easy to pick on them right now.
I
don't like picking on a wounded dog here, but they're an example. They're an outlier here. They're not an outlier. They're the example. They're a prime example of this. I think that with college recruiting, another example is Deion Sanders and what he has done at Colorado. He has got two of the five best players in college football on that team. And that's awesome. That's great. And what else you got?
Yeah,
Where's
the wins? Where's being competitive?
Yeah. And where's the recruiter? Like, you were brought in. Like, Colorado would have taken anybody. If Michael and I wanted that job last year, a couple of years ago, we might have gotten it. They'd take anybody for that job.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying they brought him in just to bring him in. But they brought him in part because he is this great recruiter, was told. That we were told that he was a great recruiter. We were told that he'd be able to do these things. But we haven't seen it. And I'll admit right now, I'm a Deion fan. I like Deion. I actually think he's quite entertaining and everything. But I also am not a Colorado fan.
Yeah.
My heart isn't pulled into this. I'm just watching, eating my popcorn.
I'm kind of the opposite. I've never really minded Colorado, but I've never really cared for Prime.
Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, just talking about building these teams and everything, looking at Wisconsin, this was part of the folly of this, I think. There was so much focus on bringing a quarterback to Madison finally, and that's great. You brought in some four stars. You brought in some nice kids. But who did you bring in at running back? Who did you bring in at offensive line? Who did you bring in at defensive line? You got some really sweet corners over there. You got some wonderful wide receivers in Madison right now. A lot of key good players. But what about the defensive line?
Right.
What about the offensive line? This is what you're built on. There's a reason. They may not win a lot of things as far as championships and everything, but what does Army do every year?
They just plug someone in there and they go.
Yeah.
They run that option offense. It's that you know you're getting it. That's all they do. They might throw 10 times a season, but you know you're getting a whole dose of running, and they're efficient.
It's consistent. It's efficient. And I'm not saying that's what you do, but that is part of what you do. That is part of how you build these teams. And it's not going to get any better until you correct that. And I don't know you can do that. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that.
Right.
These pipelines are set for a lot of these guys. And bringing in a top star defensive lineman or a top offensive lineman used to be something that, you know, here in Wisconsin, they just did. Or they just grabbed, you know, Barry Alvarez would grab a three-star and turn him into a first-round draft pick or something. Those days don't seem to be happening anymore.
Well, and a big part of it's that it's – we haven't quite figured out how to deal with the NIL, the transfer portal. All of that's still kind of Wild West, untamed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very liquid.
Did a story before the college football season about the main recruiting base of Wisconsin and how they are in a standstill right now where they don't know, do we put money into the facilities, into the coaching, or do we put it into NIL? They're trying to figure that out. And that was like not even a month before the season started. You're 100% right about this. And that's not picking on Wisconsin. They're not alone. The majority of these schools don't know what they're doing. And the ones that look like they do only look like they know what they're doing. There is
Yeah?
To my Michael's point, this is such a fluid situation. You can't stand, there is no solid ground to stand on. So there is nobody who really knows what they're doing right now. They're just, you're just going with the wave. They're just going right with the flow. And hoping it works out. And so far for some, it is working out. And for others, it is not.
Right. I mean, you look at some of the conference realignment too. That's why coaches move. They don't, Lincoln Riley.
Mm.
He was at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
National championship contender every year. Well, they're going to the SEC. They're going to be middle pack, middle upper pack just about every year. Okay, and some years they might be up to that top level. Very possible. Who knows? I don't know what the future is going to do for them. But then you look at what he does, what he did. Well, we're going to the SEC. Well, see ya. I'm going to USC. Mm-hmm. Stay in the Pac-12 and beat up on everybody. Mm-hmm. And there's no real big wins for him there. The bowl games, they've really kind of laid an egg in. Well, now they're in the Big Ten, and it's kind of Nebraska syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Nebraska syndrome with USC. And I think they're going to be better than Nebraska's been in the Big Ten. But I think you ran to be somewhere easy. Yeah. And then, surprise, you're going to where it's difficult.
Grass is very rarely greener on the other side. It rarely is.
Well, if it is, it's generally filled with a lot of manure. We'll put it there.
We are going to go to break on that. I had another thing, but we're going to break on that. We'll be right back with more Playmakers here on WFHR.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today. 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated. 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 715-423-9465.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Not as warm tomorrow, high upper 60s with increasing clouds. Sunny and upper 60s on Friday, breezy for the weekend, upper 70s Saturday, only mid-60s Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Welcome back, everybody. WFHR's Playmakers.
Michael and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Wrapping up the show, we'll take it right to the top of the hour. Phone lines are open, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Just wrapping up some Badger talk there. Looking at the 2025 class, the Badgers are ranked 28th. As far as how the recruiting goes, very impressive standing by them when it comes to the everything Michael and I were talking about before with the lack of NIL and some of these things going on, and still recruiting at a high clip. They're bringing in some pretty big offensive linemen too. The state's top big man, Michael Roski, is going to be a Badger. That was a top offensive lineman prospect in Wisconsin. They pulled OT Logan Powell out of Arizona as well. He's a versatile lineman that has filled out quite well. Former Cincinnati coach Luke Fickell has brought in a handful of 3 stars from that area as well. So a nice class looking at 2025, looking at the big picture for the Badgers as get ready for Badger football this Saturday. Badgers are going to be early game. Our pregame will kick off at 9 a.m. for the Badgers hosting Purdue this Saturday. So no over the back fence, won't have that for you. But what we will have is not only Badger football, but Badger hockey.
Yes.
Badgers are hosting Nebraska-Omaha, and it's an exhibition game, but yep. It's still hockey. It still counts. 5:30, we'll have that for you right here at WFHR. I love college hockey. Love college hockey.
Yeah, River Kings had a decent decent weekend, I saw.
Yes, yes. And you perfectly just segued into where I wanted to wrap up the show.
You set me up, man.
I want to get into some River Kings hockey. We, of course, over on 105.5 WIRI, will be hosting the River Kings all year long on their home games. Looking forward to that. And we have, for those who have not heard, maybe some breaking news, maybe some important news, certainly for you. Michael's going to be doing our MC work for that.
Yeah, they approached me last year, the last few home games. That was kind of a open audition that I didn't know about, and they're like, hey, want to do it next year? I'm like, sure.
I know something about auditions you don't know about. I know a little something about that one. That's my wheelhouse. I'm very excited for you, man. I'm excited for our fan base out there, for our community, for the River Kings. To have a consistent voice, to have a good voice doing this, we're really fortunate to have that. Mm. It is nothing against anybody who has covered games before for the Kings. I think just some consistency, and I'm a big fan of what you do. I think you do a great job. That. So I'm really excited for that, for our team, for our Kings, for our community, for our listeners. It's going to be a fun year, too. Kings, nice first opening week. You know, little bit of this, a little bit of that, something for the coach, to kind of get on the guys about, but also a nice win to wrap up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you drop your first game, what was that, an overtime loss?
Yeah.
Well, you went to overtime and you lost, you get a point, and then you come back and you double them up the next day and you come home. So a 1-0-1 weekend, that's not too bad.
Yeah, especially against who it was against.
Yeah, the team that's supposedly going to be the top one, supposedly, and what they're thinking, River Kings third or something in the division. One thing I thought was funny is got a friend up in Wausau, does the Wausau Cyclones. They played against the Minnesota Moose. And I said, when did they leave the USPHL? Well, evidently it was this year. So they are not, the Minnesota Moose and the River Kings are not playing each other anymore.
Whoa.
They're playing, yeah. I saw that.
I didn't
thinking,
even notice
what?
That.
Yeah, I'm like, wait 1 minute. Something's wrong here.
Wow, that skated right past me, man. I didn't even see that. Wow, that's a good note from you on that. We're looking forward to River Kings hockey being back on 105.5 WIRI. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a little bit here. They ain't got a home game for a while. But talking to Coach last Monday about that was by design. That was something that was by design. That was something that builds, not only will build this team and build the character of this team, but also give us a really nice end to the season with you got a lot of home games and a lot of, I would say, favorable matchups.
Yeah. I mean, the first one that's home is against Hudson, I think it was.
Yeah.
I've got to get that written down on my calendar, but. But, man, it's a real backlog of games. That's for sure.
The first game, first home game for the Kings will be October 26th against the Hudson Havoc.
They'll be taking on the Hudson Havoc on October 26th. That'll be our first home game of the season. You can get your tickets and find out more at riverkingshockey.com. And, of course, if you can't make it to the rink, we're going to have those games for you right on WIRI 105.5. Every home game this season we'll be covering. Looking forward to that. And, again, we will have some great high school football for you later this week on Friday on 105.5 WIRI. Michael and Seth are going to be covering Eau Claire Memorial, coming to Rapids, taking on our Lincoln High School team, homecoming for Lincoln. It's going to be an exciting, fun game. We're looking forward to that one. Remind you that in just an hour or so at 7:05, you have the Luke Fickell Show. Be interested to hear what Coach Fickell has to say, especially about the running game, if he's going to put a little more focus on that. He talked about that earlier in his earlier press conference this week, talked about really focusing more on just letting these starters star.
Yeah,
and I really hope he sticks to that.
I hope so, too.
At the very least, what do you got to lose? Your offense has no identity right now. You have no identity right now.
Right.
Give it a chance. Maybe this is that you can see some leadership show up from one of these running backs and see an identity form from that.
They put a scare in USC, but USC is just ultimately better, deeper, the whole thing that goes with it. Wasn't like Wisconsin gave the game away like, you know, the Packers did.
Right.
It was just USC finally just wore them down. But USC didn't make it easy on themselves, that's for sure.
No. And while they have a little better defense, it's still not, you know, they're not scaring anybody. I don't see them. They got a lot of work to do yet when it comes to that.
Yes, they do.
Your Brewers are in action tonight, everybody. Looking forward to seeing how that game goes, of course. And as Michael was touching on earlier, the odds have them in favor. And I would feel pretty good if I was a Brewer fan, but at the same time, if you're a Brewer fan, you don't feel good about much this time of year, unfortunately. Brewers just, even if they have a good team, they seem to be down on it. I say, hey, have some hope, enjoy the game, and no matter what, it's been a really exciting season if you're a Brewer fan. Enjoy the game, enjoy the moment, be in the moment, enjoy these playoffs. KC is up 2-1 over Baltimore right now, two outs in the top bottom of the seventh, so that should be interesting. And again, Detroit knocked out Houston, so we can all be happy about that.
Yes.
looking forward to hearing some great calls from you this weekend, man. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
No problem. I'm happy to do it. And I'll actually, at halftime of that Port game, I'll call up and give a report.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't want to put you on the spot on the air, but I appreciate you doing that. Yeah, looking forward to it. This is one of the fun things about being here a couple days a week and being here at this time slot, getting to be able to do those live interactions from the field. Looking forward to that and looking forward to just seeing how this weekend goes with these high school games. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking more about it next week and certainly even touching base on Friday. Thanks again for the time, Michael.
Yep, no problem, buddy.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in, and a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.